narrated Marwan bin al-Hakam and al-Miswar bin Makhrama. When the delegates of the tribe of Hawazin, after embracing Islam, came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, he got up. They appealed to him to return their properties and their captives. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said to them, "The most beloved statement to me is the true one. So you have the option of restoring your properties or your captives, for I have delayed distributing them." The narrator added, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had been waiting for them for more than 10 days on his return from Taif. When they realized that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, would return to them only one of the two things, they said, "We choose our captives." So Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, got up in the gathering of the Muslims, praised Allah as he deserved, and said, "Then after, these brothers of yours have come to you with repentance, asking for Allah's forgiveness, and I see it proper to return their captives to them. So whoever amongst you likes to do that as a favor, then he can do it. And whoever of you wants to stick to his share till we pay him from the very first booty which Allah will give us, then he can do so." The people replied, "We agree to give up our shares willingly as a favor for Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him." Then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "We don't know who amongst you has agreed and who has not. Go back, and your chiefs may tell us your opinion." So all of them returned, and their chiefs discussed the matter with them. And then they, that is, their chiefs, came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, to tell him that they, that is, the people, had given up their shares gladly and willingly.